MGTOW men, welcome back. Here we are with another talk today, and I've titled this one, The Blue Pill versus the Red Pill, What is Fleeting and What is Permanent? So this is going to be taken from a podcast that I recently did with Justin Bakula on Stoicism, and I wrote this out for him. I wrote this out for myself prior to the talk, and I just wanted to extrapolate a couple ideas from this talk, and I've kind of generalized it as an explanation of the blue pill versus the red pill. And there are a lot of ways to go about this and a lot of ways to discuss the meaning of the red pill, discuss the meaning of the blue pill when it comes to MGTOW. But for me, it's always been comparing the fleeting with the permanent. And I really only find value in trying to pursue that which is permanent. And I think the red pill is always about building value that's permanent or building value that has meaning. So let's get going. A quote from Fight Club. You know it. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy things we don't need. We're the middle children of history. No purpose, no place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on TV to believe that one day we'll all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. In a funny sense, because of this, I'm actually brimming with excitement over MGTOW. I've always been excited about it. I can't help but share it. It brings me to making these talks. It brings me joy, and it brings me to what I consider to be gold, which is reality. So the red pill is a term that's been extracted from the movie Matrix. We know, and it describes an option in life that hinges on the acceptance of things as they actually are. Theoretically, everyone can choose an alternative, which is the blue pill path, or reality, or irreality, excuse me. And these two terms are common in MGTOW lexicon, and they are pitted against each other, both possessing a myriad of real-life analogies to elaborate on their respective meanings. But the way I see it, the red pill is the MGTOW path, or a path that accepts reality but doesn't do so bitterly, but does so in a hopeful and a peaceful way, because reality and knowing what is real and having that expectation, in my eyes, is a peaceful thing. The blue pill path is one that chooses to ignore the reality, some of which are harsh, in order to extract the exact or an inexact, hopefully a lot for the person going down the path, the maximum amount of pleasure in the moment. It's a fleeting thing. It's in the moment. The pleasure is fleeting, though. And that's the main issue that I have with the blue pill paradigm. Therefore, the blue pill paradigm brings men specifically into an understanding that long-term fulfilling and unhindered romantic relationships are possible for everybody, that they deserve it. And to take it further, the blue pill mind believes that each person deserves this. So with these two paths outlined and studied, the interesting thing for me is I don't really care about the differing possibilities. MGTOW was kind of the only life that I believed would be appropriate for me, whether from my faith perspective or whether just from an individual perspective. This belief in MGTOW out of principle and out of what I believe it can produce in someone's life is what has fueled me to generate content. Okay, I simply did not feel content in not creating it as much. I needed to be a part of it. I would not be able to live with myself. I wanted to share something because I was so encouraged by it and I found it so interesting. So I make content both for myself as the intellectual exercise, but also as a way to give other men hope. Okay, we know that we're being pushed to the margins. We're emerging from divorces. We're paying alimony. We're losing opportunity. We're losing work. We're losing purpose. We're losing identity, which might be the main thing. Dealing with false allegations, and men don't have many places to turn as a result, and I hope to at least be a sounding board of common sense. So the downsides of a romantic relationship are, as alluded to in the previous talk, the previous paragraph that I wrote. Divorce, alimony, you lose custody of one's kids, you lose hope for humanly love, I guess. The negative physical manifestations of being in a romantic relationship. But I believe that the truest downside, the most alarming one, is when your identity goes. And I think that when you accept the blue pill, the worst part about it is that you destroy your identity. You choose to throw your identity in the trash. And that is where the big issue is. So passing up these relationships for many men, as we know, can leave a void. As many men have operated with this as the fuel for their life and the meaning behind their existence for their whole lives. It's quite sad, but it's quite real. So what is one to do? For myself, accepting the void wasn't the issue. Rather, it's figuring out how to optimize or maximize the void. It's an opportunity void. The void, from how I view it, it's this space that is always there in a MGTOW man's life and represents an opportunity. You have no kids, no wife, no girlfriend. You have fewer payments. You have fewer bills, fewer responsibilities. And one can live in an abundant life spiritually and in the physical world. One has more energy. One has more time. One has more freedom. You can explore more. You can accomplish what a man tied down could not. That's the core value. And this is a form of minimalism in my eyes, or life minimalism, or mental minimalism. And I do focus on that often in my MGTOW videos because I believe that they're closely related. A product of the MGTOW life is minimalism. It just happens with it. A goal of the MGTOW life is minimalism. It's not the end game. Your end game is your end game. But it is a product, I believe. And on the other side of this chasm called the void is life optimization and a fruitful yield, whatever that is. So this view is often viewed as being nihilistic and cold in many people's eyes. For me, it's warm. And this coldness is compared to this idea of the blue pill, with it, which is defined by external validation. External validation is often closely related to the hedonic treadmill that the society that we live in feeds itself on and runs every day. So as a man going your own way, the majority of your time is spent in your thoughts. Okay, my fulfillment rests in the actualization of those thoughts and goals that I have. Just simply aiming to lay down at the end of the night with the feeling that I don't owe myself anything else. I believe that that is the most life-giving path because hedonism is fleeting. It's blue pill, and flattery lingers about as long as beauty. We know that. So the fleeting nature of those things that the modern-day society holds so dear puts people in a state of perpetual renting. So closely related to this idea of the blue pill is this idea that it's okay to rent. And I'm not just talking about renting property. I'm talking about renting ideas, renting purpose. People rent purpose for a very short amount of time to get them through things. It's like smoking a cigarette, for example. So if you're basing your value on beauty or affirmation, you're placing your value in something that changes often and is not permanent. That is renting, because it can and likely will be taken from you. The rent's going to rise itself too. It's going to demand more of you. The rent always rises. MGTOW is the retention of things that you know won't have a rent that will rise and that you know you own, and the focusing solely on those things. MGTOW is leaving a life of renting and entering a life of owner equity. People don't realize that they have this autonomy, but we throw it away. We throw it away for employers, for people, for family members, for approval, for wives, for girlfriends, or even fears. And if you ascribe responsibility to yourself to utilize your time as a gift that has been given to you, and you are not putting all of your energy into maximizing your time and being accountable to yourself, you are now living a life that is full. Boredom will likely not pass into your mind, and you will be in almost perpetual effort towards something, whether short or whether long term. And that's what I found to be the case throughout all of my life. I've only dated twice, and outside of that, I haven't really ever hunted. I haven't done the bar scene. I don't go to clubs, even when I dated. I was largely doing my own thing and trying to maximize productivity in my career. And because of this, life has been full, for the most part, and not lonely at all, which is the view of MGTOW. And also, I have to thank family for this, my faith, but in terms of romance, this is a blue pill thought, okay? This is a blue pill thought. And by embracing this, the shameless life, as I heard Kingy MGTOW define it, may emerge as a reality. So does this matter as a MGTOW? Do you need to live a shame-free life? So I think that a shame-free life is a product of MGTOW. It happens because of MGTOW. It's like minimalism in some senses. Maybe not for you, but I think overall. And if you're looking at it in the lens of shaming lines that many MGTOW get, it may help you in ghosting even more and might serve as an apologetic for your case in MGTOW. Because I speak to you young men, I'm going to make a video about this, turning the corner in life. I speak to myself. Now is when you're vulnerable. The 20s, the 30s, they can be rocky times, even the 40s at times. Being patient enough is the fruit. When people see the fruit, they're likely to not question. They might want to take, but they won't question. And I speak on behalf of the unshameable life because I think that ultimately, that's the only thing we're accountable for as men. If we have lived a life that's unashamable, we have done the most that we can do with it. Bottom line, that's all that matters. Life is a gift. What are you doing with that gift? If you're using it poorly, you failed. If you used it well, you succeeded. It's a really simple thing. Treat it like that. I also like this because shaming is inevitable, whether or not you ghost or not. Even if you don't ghost, and if you do, People will likely come up to you and have some misgiving with the way that you dress, speak, some opinions that you have, the fact that you're too free. So there are many other challenges besides dealing with shaming and living amongst a world that you're essentially not a part of. Yes, there are. I would say so, but I think that for me, most of them relate to the internal battles, as I've always said. I think that the majority of MGTOW men would state that the biggest challenge is dealing with this internal battle. And that is the war that we're facing now.
It's blue pill life, the red pill life, these two options sitting there in the palm. One says, don't deal with facing that internal void, what you want to do with your time. The other one says, fill it with all this so you don't have to deal with that responsibility. Reality, what is fleeting and what is permanent. That's what I see. But again, that's just my cursory assessment of this very common term within MGTOW, within the red pill community. So if you have an additional comment to make about this, which I'm sure you do, considering I can make a dozen videos about this, email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.